Hello, everybody. My name is Atticus.
And my name is Hope.
And you are now listening to
The White Refrigerator. Welcome back, y'all.
Now, welcome back, everybody, where we're keeping you fresh in the world of mess.
And helping us feel better together, because Lord knows we need it.
And do, especially today, because y'all just don't know we spent 20 minutes trying to remember what the intro was. Why we have to go back and listen to our old shit to remember what the fuck we were supposed to say. This is what happened when you be bullshit.
Y'all, it wasn't even that long. You would have thought we took a 6-month hiatus in this bitch.
And then forgot every goddamn thing. But that's all right. Friend, how are you doing?
Yeah, so let's check in, right? We left out because obviously there was like a mental health break that was just needed. We both needed a bit of rest. Y'all, don't forget to rest. Resting is important. It's important.
Especially now.
These days. But continue the Black joy and all the happiness that's been happening around that. I love to see it. I love to feel it. It's been a lot of, like, crazy things happening, but it's also been a lot of good things happening, too. So let's bask in that, because that's we deserve happiness just as much as we deserve awareness. Awareness, unfortunately, has been causing us to be a bit stressed out. But in that, there's been joy. So bask in that joy. You deserve those moments.
Yes, you do.
So for me, I have kind of been trying to get a few things together. I mean, obviously, that was one of the reasons why we took the break. Really just trying to focus on my health, focus on work. And not really focus on work, just trying to figure some work things out. Work ain't been working like work's supposed to been. Where has been some shit? Just kind of just figuring things out and trying to be a little bit lighter and easier and just not stress as much, because stress kills y'all, especially us Black people. Mm-hmm. Stress will kill you dead. We all, our hearts already, we be struggling. Like,
yes,
don't do it,
because we don't talk to nobody. We think we got to take everything all on ourselves. We don't ask. I'm bad at that, but Lord knows, stress is a killer.
Stress is a killer. And friend, don't you ever be holding on to nothing, and I'm over here.
I'll talk to you about anything.
Yeah, I was gonna say.
I feel like the past couple weeks, my skin was clear. You see my forehead then broke out again?
And it could be the weather change, too, because, like, you know how the weather, like, the adjustment of weather in the South is ignorant. Because April, we still had a few cooler days, and then all of a sudden, boom, 1,700 degrees every day.
And a storm every goddamn day.
Bitch, it was storming earlier. I was like, I'm trying to talk to people, trying to get paperwork and stuff done. And all I hear is thunder in the background. One woman was scared. I was trying to laugh because, you know, I don't be scared of what you. Woo! Shit! Woo!
That shit catch you by surprise. Especially, it be a sunny day and these southern storms just pop up on your ass like, look here. Wow! Ta-da! Watch out. And it's like, it be like sunny as fuck, then it's black. And the shit only lasts for 15 minutes, and you walk outside and your whole town is destroyed by a fucking midday hurricane that happened.
Well, I just imagine a cloud floating over you looking like, look him in her current stage. Wow, pat out. Ah, shit.
We really ain't shit.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Anyways, yeah. Nutshell for me, I just been working on mental health, trying to feel better so I can be the best version of myself, or attempt to see what that looks like. TV literally is the exact same. The new Death and Robots is out now. Death, Love and Robots. I have not had a chance to watch yet. But that's on my agenda. I've been watching a lot of WNBA is back. So I went ahead and got my league pass because that's what I'd be watching. Music. Let's see if I have anything new. The Sinner soundtrack. Literally to pick up where we left off a month ago, I'm still stuck there. Nothing has changed. Yeah, I found some older songs that like brought me back to like a, I don't know, like I was on TikTok, which I've also got my social media usage down a lot. Like I just try to make myself stay away from it. Y'all, sidebar, shout out to my friend. I want everybody to give Atticus a round of applause. This man has successfully kept this behind off of TikTok while everybody else, including myself, run around like crackheads.
It's been right at a month. Which is
crazy.
Thank God.
But it was like this 90s, early 2000s page. But they found like very... They found songs that I think... Yes, like Georgie Porgy with Eric Benet and Faith Evans. Jaheim Fabulous. Faded Pictures with Casey and Joe. Selfish, which this isn't a deep cut for me because me and my cousin Jason sing this all the time. I'm calling, maybe I'm selfish. Out to, I want you to myself, I can't help it. Oh my.
Oh wow.
And that was before a certain somebody lost their mind.
Ciao. Anyway, so.
What an error. Speaking of him, that song he had with Brandy is on the list too. Like The Light by Common. My Love Is Your Love, Whitney Houston. Like they got a real nice situation going on this page. And I just sat there and just listened and vibed out and went straight to Spotify. Download, download. Because that was a happy time in my life. Like the late 90s and early 2000s. Specifically like 96 to like 2002. It was a real dope era. But that's been me. That's been me for this last, month and some change. Just chilling. What about you, friend? How's the world been going for you as of late?
So the world's been pretty good. As you just mentioned, when we stopped taping, I got off of social media, like everything except for YouTube. So there's no, I never really used Instagram anyways, but no Instagram, Facebook, TikTok. That was my biggest foe, my biggest op right there. I spent a lot of time on TikTok and I was getting dragged into a lot of political stuff. And I won't say getting dragged into it like unwillingly, because I wanted to see it, like I wanted to be aware. And I found me some really good people that were keeping up on everything and keeping me up. But this shit was pissing me off like royally every single day. And I'm like, okay, I got to come back to life for just a minute, because one, terrible shit is happening. That's true. Two, I as an individual can't do anything about it. And I'm making myself mad and sick just sitting here, like, consuming this as much as I did a day. So TikTok is gone. The whole account deleted. I can say today that I feel a little bit lighter not knowing what's happening in the world and just acting as if everything is okay and living my life for me right now as everything is. So my focus really has been just like focusing and making, literally trying to make life one worth living in the future. Like that's my focus. I just want to be somewhere a little bit different next year, this same time next year. This is the year of my 36th year. So this is going to be a year of focus because we got to get some stuff together now. So
happy belated birthday to my friend, y'all. He just celebrated his birthday.
Thank you, friend. And also a little bit of trying to increase my tolerance. I don't want to say tolerance for BS, but just a little bit. Because to be honest, I feel like, you know, when you work outside of home, there's a certain amount of stuff that you put up with every day. And you kind of like develop a tolerance to those things. And I feel like when you withdraw and you do kind of work from home and you're not talking to to people as much, your tolerance for those things start to go down and you start to lose your patience a little bit faster. So I'm trying to be a little bit more tolerant, not only to other people and things, but like be able to do more things without getting so tired or exhausted so fast mentally. So trying to build up some resilience there. That is proving to be difficult, but I'm going to keep trying.
I mean, we unfortunately also live in an era of dumbasses too. So that just doesn't, like, you try to give people the benefit of the doubt because humans make mistakes. And I think we as a society, and this could be a reach, and if it is, so be it. I'm just stating what I feel like I see. Like, I'm an observationist, so that's just what I see. But I feel like people are very quick to dismiss and judge people nowadays. So it's, we don't give people the opportunity to learn from their mistakes and grow. And we all fuck up. We all fuck up. Some people fuck up worse than others.
Lord knows.
But we all fuck up. But then there's also like this intentional dumbassedness, if that's a term. Word.
It's willful ignorance.
Willful ignorance, yes. And it's just like, like,
yes.
You just feel the air leaving your body as you just see or hear something that is completely like, what is this even?
Yep. As I get older, telling you, the two things I understand more and more every day is Britney Spears meltdown and why old people will go from 0 to 100 in 0.25 seconds.
You don't have patience anymore. They don't have patience anymore. That's what it, because they are aware that people should know better and they just don't.
You are dumb. You bought a dumb motherfucker. You know that?
Like, do that all this ignorant ass. Yeah. When you got like a good 10 to 15 years left, I don't blame you. I don't. You not finna be in my face playing and I done lived my life and you just dumb as shit.
Yes.
I can't say I blame him, friend. Also, this is gonna sound terrible. We talked about this a couple of times in some past episodes. I think we even talked about it a little bit on an episode with Jason. Like, anti-intellectualism. It's crazy how stupid people are willingly. Like you said, willful ignorance. But it's Fran, finish telling your stuff because I have things I want to talk about in regards to that.
Fran, that was it. When it comes to TV, all I've really been watching is my messy stuff like Housewives because they on right now. Yes. The Housewives of Atlanta is the only one I watch. The
only one worth watching, honestly.
I don't know. Them Potomac trailers be looking good. It's just a whole nother cast, and they got a whole bunch of seasons, and I don't want to catch up.
Don't nobody want to watch the Housewives or the Paper Bag Test. That, let me tell you something.
They are all very light-skinned.
It is giving... Shout out to whoever said that on whatever platform that was. I cannot remember. I'm not. I can't steal your joke. They said that is the housewife of the paper bag test. It's like, true. You know what? Every clip I've seen gives colorism.
It really does. All of them are very fair-skinned people.
Except for one. Dude. And the one that is not, they treat like the damn villain. I'm like, you know what?
That's familiar. There was that one clip of that show. This is what really made me want to watch it. You've probably seen this clip. I think they're on like a boat or something out, and one of the girls was like, I'm sorry I called you dumb. And she was like, oh, thank you. She was like, maybe I meant to say you're stupid.
I'm sorry if I said that you were dumb. Maybe I meant you're stupid. I don't know.
Ciao.
Are you kidding me?
No.
Ciao. You're not funny, Katie.
I am funny.
With your f***ing horrible toupee on your head, you're not funny right now.
It's not a horrible toupee.
It's a horrible toupee. Horrible.
Fine.
and busted out laughing. That was the funniest shit. I gotta find that clip and send to you. Music is literally the same on repeat right now. I have Bryn Joy. Thank you for that hope, because Lord knows, love him. Coco Jones. Money Long and Alex Isley. They're like all on a playlist together.
Friend, what do you know about Alex Isley?
I didn't know nothing about Alex Isley up until a little bit ago.
Oh!
Yeah.
Oh,
beautiful. Obsessed. I feel like this is the year where my wrap-up gonna be a little bit different this year. Because it's been 90% R&B, and I'm usually 98% throw that ass in a circle, rap girl music, like, all the time. Yeah. But they being a little quiet right now, and the R&B is really taking over, so I'm with it. Don't let Bruno Mars come out with something, because that's definitely going to be in the mix, too.
Listen, you know how I feel about that genre of music, so getting my...
Yes. And I still can't give enough of the things to Coco Jones. That's like the best album this year. I don't care what anybody says.
Yeah. I just want her to get all the things she deserves. She's having a phenomenal year so far. So I just pray it keeps going for her. She's such a girl's girl. She's such a good artist too. I'm forever grateful that Terrell gave her a chance and was like, you know what? Like that, I mean, that blossom into a beautiful friendship for them. They are to each other what we are to each other. Like they are, you know, Ace Boon Coon, and like it really, I think people really saw her talent again.
But other than that, y'all, I'm just, the name of the game right now is focus. Year of 36 is focus. This is like a We Just Talking Shit episode. It ain't really about nothing for real.
Just a good key.
One of the things, because I don't know a whole lot about it, because I've been off social media, but you've been sending me clips of the Transformer. And so what's really going on, friend? Where does Black Eye come from?
Friend, listen. So, first of all, y'all, call me Miss Cleo. I need my funds for being a psychic, because I don't know what episode or what clip it was. I said some months back ago. Back in November, December, when the election ended and all that mess happened, I was like, Elon and Trump gonna end up turning on each other. Here we are, 6 months into the presidency, or however long, and it's starting to unravel just like that.
Look at God.
Elon has lost all his credibility, lost a whole bunch of money. They trying to kick him out his own shit. He done had to drop out. And he said, you know, it was just his contracted time was up. Y'all ain't been following no other rules and regulations, so
that part,
why would it make a difference? You could have just stayed on or extended your own contract. I think him and Donnie Boy have had enough of each other. Right. We got two of those red pill alpha male egos. Two super rich white supremacists. I don't know what anybody thought was going to happen. I knew they was going to butt heads.
One be high all the goddamn time. The other one done lost his mind, be shitting on himself all day. That's a hot, stinking ass mess.
We got one with an incontinence issue and the other one with a drug issue.
And I don't know if he be making them faces because Trump stank. Or
y'all can't see it, but I'm over here making face. Listen, y'all just go find the clips. Find the clips of him being high on, they said it's ketamine.
Allegedly.
Allegedly, yes. He is suited on something. And Donnie... I need to find a clip of him walking into that wall. They said he strided right into a wall. Now, one thing about Joe, and at least now we know what the deal is with Joe. Like we know now that, you know, he was unfortunately, you know, dealing with the whole cancer situation, or his body was going through those changes. But at least when he was falling and doing shit, he was doing it in motion, right? Like he walking or he riding a bike or something. This fool just walked into a wall.
That's true. I wish the PR people that was for Joe, all of them can go straight to hell. Because they tried really hard to make him look like healthy and fit. And it literally backfired every single time. This nigga fell off the bicycle, fell down some steps. He was going through a lot a few times. And I mean, now we see what was going on. But I'm like, damn, y'all could have done everything, anything. Talk about his accomplishments instead of like having him out in front of cameras looking crazy, knowing that, you know, he ain't himself right now. But
I am. I mean, as far as that concerned, my feelings are still the same as far as the Democrat go. I don't even know if I can call myself in that party, not to say that I ever was, but like, I can't even say like I think I'm more radicalized and maybe I fall more along the lines of like an independent or, you know, libertarian, something like that. Because at the end of the day, the Democrats fumbled. So I just will not forgive y'all at all. To sell Joe as if he was well enough to make it seem like he's the only one that could beat Trump. Now, of course, Atticus and I have our own theories along with many other people. I mean, hell, he said it in fucking 12 different interviews.
Right. In 8K. He said the shit in 8K 30 times.
Right. If he rigged the election. Like, he said it. But, like, that being said, I'm pretty sure I don't personally think he won. I don't think enough of us had enough common sense, and I just think some tricks were pulled. But even that being said, like, I feel like, one, they didn't give her enough time. She did amazing with what she had.
So to say, the momentum she had in that time, I don't know, it's still absurd to me that she didn't win with that amount of momentum and that little bit of time.
Like I said, we know what's up for him. But even then, like, y'all should have had Bernie, and then, you know, Bernie got in trouble for saying some shit he shouldn't have said. And it was given a little, I'm like, but then people forget he's still 80-something years old. So no matter how progressive he is, he still got some of that old white man mentality in him. I don't know why y'all niggas was shocked.
It shocked me. You know what I done learned this year? Fuck everybody.
Not to be shocked.
Not fuck everybody. Yeah, learn literally not to be shocked.
Not to be shocked.
Not taking anybody for anything other than what they say and do.
Yep.
When it comes to all these people, music I listen to, I was talking to this about Hope the other day. Like, y'all don't tell me. I don't even want to know. I don't even want to know what happened. If I enjoy their music, that's all I want to know. Child, I don't even want to know their name. Because people be doing... We're all human and we all error. So, you know, there's that. And people disappoint you. As long as they ain't doing no Kanye West, Diddy, R. Kelly shit, then I don't even care. Just give me their music to listen to.
And then just real briefly on that, briefly, y'all be real quick to forgive them niggas. But if a black woman say something that is a bit tone deaf, and I'm not saying it would just be right. Bit. You know what I'm saying? Like, I can get, you know, where some issues could be, but like, y'all will cape so hard. Why is, matter of fact, speaking of that, why is another sound of R. Kelly's even trending on TikTok again? Y'all not tired?
Is it? That's crazy.
Like, what part of sexually assaulted multiple women and children, but y'all step in the name of love?
I did read
raping that. Shoes.
Oh,
maybe that would help with the song for y'all to be like, "Oh, clutch your pearls a little bit." Because damn,
I did hear that all of his music proceeds go to the people that he hurt now, which is why I think some of the songs that I was saying were missing came back. But other than that, it's still hard to listen after like knowing stuff like this.
Right. Back to what, Lord? That's that ADHD, y'all. We done. Yeah. Back to that human roach getting popped in the face. There's been so many rumors about what happened. I'm going to go with the most entertaining one, which was that he got caught up with, what's his name, Stephen Miller, and he got into a fist fight. He tried to blame it on the baby. That definitely looked like some grown hands that popped him.
It did.
And I love to see it. Honestly, I love to see I love to see what's happening right now. Just the pure demise of everything just dissolving in the White House.
It's true. That baby do remind me. Do you remember that movie? I ain't never watched it, but I remember the previews. It was like a kid that was the Antichrist. Was it like Brightburn or something? Mm-mm. It was like a superhero kid.
I think that is Brightburn. It was like, he wasn't the Antichrist. What's the word? Is it antithesis? I don't think that's it. He was Superman's opposite. So what if Superman came and he was actually bad?
Oh, yeah. That's what that kid reminds me of. When he was in there talking to them crazy in that office, that's exactly what he reminds me of. That is fucking, what's old dude name? That's Homelander's son.
Child, I still haven't started that last season.
Don't. I ain't watching that shit ever again.
After they told me that the black woman helped Homelander take over America just because she could, I was like, I've had enough.
Friend.
I've had enough.
Let me tell y'all, I'm sick of shows that go this way. I'm not ever Games of Thrones in it again. Not ever doing no shit like The Boys again. If you recommend some shit like that to me, I'm blocking you because you don't care about me. That shit is stressful. We had to wait 5 goddamn seasons in Game of Thrones for some shit to turn around. I don't want to do it no more.
I don't. I just want to enjoy regular TV.
Exactly.
But speaking of people getting hands put on them, so Bambi whooped somebody's ass today. Or not today, but a few days ago. I don't know. While I'm not completely off of social media like Addie is, I have been like minimizing. So I don't know when it actually took place. But what I do know is there is a video going around, and I'm pretty sure those of you who are on social media have seen it. This deer curb stomping this woman in the forest.
Whooping her ass, boy. Mink. Whooping her ass in that bush.
Somebody said all you see was her mom doing like this. They just said,
motherfucker look like a bobblehead. And they're screaming, don't scream now. Why was you bothering them babies?
So that's what I'm hearing. I don't know. If somebody could clear it up, I would appreciate that. But apparently, from what I've seen in different like little clips and people restitching the video, apparently she was messing with this deer's babies. First of all, you don't do that to no animals, but especially not no undomesticated, I don't even know that's a word, wild animals. Girl, what the hell was you thinking? And then you got lit up.
See any baby anything in the wild, leave it alone, because its parents are nearby somewhere.
Leave it alone.
And they don't know that you just think that they're cute and you're trying to pet them, because baby deer are cute but dangerous.
And why are you just walking up to some? That's like humans walking up to another human and just touching somebody's baby. That's the quickest way to get your ass mollywopped.
It really is.
Like, why are you touching my child? People do that. That's actually a very bad habit of people in general. They'll just walk up and touch people's babies and be kissing on them. And I will actually knock your motherfucking head loose.
Don't know what you've been doing. Who think you've been sucking?
Almost shit it on myself, friend. Hold on. I got to. Give me a minute.
Let's talk about some shit that pissed me off and disturbed my peace while I was trying to be in my peaceful state.
Let's talk about it. Let's get into it.
Why, whilst I was on YouTube, I see new evidence in the Tory Lanez case. Why did I see this? Moreover, actually, I'm not surprised that I'm seeing this because we saw how dumb people were the first go round. Why did I click on it? That was my fault. Friend, why was all the evidence they claiming is new as shit that was actually in the trial? What the hell are y'all even talking about? This is the only nigga that I done seen something terrible happen to that I didn't feel bad for. That's crazy.
I'm so happy I get to say this because I hadn't said this in a while. Not on the show. Because niggas don't read.
What the fuck are y'all talking about?
The way... I'm so confused because all of this is every single bit of this, like Atticus said, is known. This has been documented 2 years ago.
Look, she lied. She said she stepped on glass. Friend, they literally got the video of her on the night saying she stepped on glass. What the fuck are you talking about? In 2020, she made a video saying exactly why she said what she said.
Speaking of that, two things I just want to reiterate to y'all, because some of y'all are slow and you don't get it. And that actually brings me to a topic that I want to talk about since you brought that up, because y'all already know how I feel about Deontay Cowell on the Grits and Eggs podcast. And the way y'all have tried him lately is insane, because you said he's pandering to women when all this man simply said was, friend, don't worry, I'm gonna find a clip and send it to you. I'm gonna send it to you through the other app, so that way you ain't on the TikTok. But essentially what this man said was that the same way that black people are cautious by white people because of what has happened with the history of us, right? We understand the history of things. It's the same reason women are cautious when it comes to men, obviously because of the history. And he was like, no, that's not all men, but all men still have to be held accountable.
Why is that such a hard concept? How is that pandering?
They said he was pandering. They said all kind of crazy shit about Deontay. And I was like, that we will not, because if any nigga deserves a mic, it's him. Okay.
Okay. Why is everything that's common sense pandering? Hold on, let's go. I'm gonna go on a tangent now. Okay, so first you have the stuff about Megan, which you know how I feel about Megan. Then you have the Halle Bailey stuff, which, if you ask me, this nigga has been a certified hater their whole relationship. A certified hater from the time we knew they were together. She got bruises. Pictures of her bruises, pictures of her chipped tooth.
Friend.
He didn't do that shit. Why would I lie on you? Why would I just lie and say that?
Friend, not to interrupt because I want you to continue on this tangent, but I want to bring something up that a lot of people forgot about. Wasn't it Ruby Rose that he dated? And I'm pretty sure that she made some accusations. Okay.
Yes, she did.
Because people get real forgetful real fast. Because this was some years ago. She said the exact same thing then, but go ahead, finish, friend.
She said the same thing. And what's the other girl, not saying y'all did the same thing to Keke Palmer. Pictures and videos. It don't matter. You've done the same thing to Rihanna. What's the Disney girl who filed a complaint not too long ago? Was it Sky Jackson?
Also, I want to talk about law for a minute, y'all, because I worked in that field for a little while. I worked around attorneys for about 8 years, almost a decade. So I want to explain something because y'all are dense sometimes, and I need, not our listeners specifically, because I'm pretty sure our listeners got plenty of common sense. If you listen to us, you got some common sense about yourself. But for those who could be listening who maybe don't understand things so well, in order for something to be granted in a court of law, there is evidence presented in order for it to be granted. They do not grant things just based off of wild speculation. That's it. That's all I wanted to say.
You
mean
you have to show evidence of your abuse to get a restraining order?
I don't know what episode it was, but y'all need to go back to that episode. Go back to that episode.
You have to have evidence, like pictures and videos of somebody whooping your ass to get a restraining order from them?
Last time I checked, that was how evidence worked, you know?
You mean the same evidence that was posted online with the bruises and the chip too? That evidence? The evidence of Keke Palmer, what she getting choked out? That evidence?
But y'all will call people like Deontay Cowell somebody who... It, you know, oh, well, oh, you pandering, or, well, what about what women do? And
this ain't got nothing to do with that. Sweetie.
And first of all, ain't nobody said women was innocent. What people did say was that they are attacked far more by men than women attacking men. Okay. It's not even a close thing.
This be that straight nigga shit that I don't understand. This is actually why I hate going to barbershops, if anybody, because it's rampant with dumb straight nigga shit. But you guys have, you have nieces, you have aunts, come on, you have sisters, you have moms that you would want to hurt somebody over if something happened to them. How many times do you feel like something may have happened to one of them and they just didn't say anything to y'all because you wouldn't believe them?
Woo! Ooh, friend, you finna piss
people
off.
That's crazy to me. Like, somebody could actually hurt you, but you, I'm just not gonna say nothing because I already know how this gonna go.
I love the niggas. I would never let that happen to my baby girl. My child.
You sure?
Because we live in a society where women are basically not just judged, but damn near convicted for saying anything. So
doing anything.
Do you think just they would actually say something to you?
Right. Just for living their life, bro. In every single one of these instances where they were the victim of something, you villainize them for everything but the shit that happened. She a hoe. You see the shit that she be wearing? She be on the, she in movies kissing other niggas. She's in a goddamn movie. She's an actress, you dumbass.
Friend.
What do you mean? She's shaking her ass on the screen. She's a fucking rapper who shakes her ass. That's what she raps about all the fucking time.
Also, what does this have to do with violent acts? I don't...
What does it got to do? Because I like to shake my ass or I act, I deserve to get shot or beat on.
Also, sidebar to the Tory Lane situation. Whew, God works fast. Christopher, come to the front. God said, I'm not going to free your homeboy. I'm going to put you in there with him. How about that?
Boy,
I ain't never seen karma work so fast.
Act swift, boy. Damn. And for some shit that happened 2 years ago.
Next
thank you, sir.
Day.
And
the
I was
next
like getting.
Day.
I was literally like, I feel like I had softened up on him. I was like, he hadn't done anything recently. Maybe he actually is trying to change. Like, I feel like his PR was getting better. That's that shit I was talking about earlier. With silence and a good PR team, some shit can start to go away. I feel like he just up until recently hadn't started to do that. He started to do that. And now you just gonna sit up here, free Tory. Let's lock your ass up in the UK.
Abusers gonna protect abusers. And first of all, not only are you an abuser, but you're a narcissist. Like, and probably a bit sociopathic too, because I just want to just quickly skim over the fact that you thought shit was sweet enough for you to fly back overseas in that same area and think that they wasn't going to put your ass in jail after you curb stomped somebody out. What the fuck is wrong with you? You're famous, but not that famous. Okay. That's a different level of famous.
And even then, that's starting to crumble down because Diddy was that level of famous. You see where he's at now? It's I feel like that whole structure is crashing down right now. So,
and let me just say this, y'all. Even if this is truly the reboot of the show and we decide to come back full-fledged, I don't know what my mouth was doing right then. I'm not covering Top Shelf with Diddy. I sure ain't.
Yeah.
I have been able to get bits and pieces of this case, and it is just as horrendous as I thought it would be. And everybody who was associated with that man probably needs to be in jail. That's actually not cap. Because the way people...
And that's a lot of associates.
Right. The way people was like comfortable knowing the type of time he was on is crazy to me. But yeah, abusers protect abusers. And yeah, and then when it comes to Christopher, because I said that too. I was like, he's been quiet, so I don't know if he's trying to just stay under the radar and just do his music thing, which honestly would have been smart. Like, there's times to shut the fuck up. If this man, even if he is your homeboy, was indicted for abuse and you are a known abuser, maybe your PR team isn't that great. Because I would have access to all your social media. You got to run everything by me before you post or do anything.
That free Tory, he was hacked. He didn't say that shit.
He did not say.
He did not say that.
The way it would have been up, which, and the crazy thing is the internet. It don't need to be up for a long time. All it take is to be up for 30 seconds for a million people to screenshot it. Yes. And it's just like, you've learned nothing. Also, fuck the people still going to his concerts and supporting this man. Girl, he is not that good looking, and he ain't doing enough of them crackhead flips to...
Now, what I will say, it don't matter. Well, I'm not a fan. I've never been a fan like that, so I'm biased. I feel like if there was a chance, I would have ended up going to that concert because Summer Walker was a part of it. Not for him. But even then, I'm now like, you don't want to side-eye people that are associated with it because they really ain't got nothing to do with it. You're like, you know, this is business. I'm on tour. Then you got people like, because I love Summer Walker, which she can be somewhat problematic herself at times. She's crazy. But then you have people like Victoria Monet, who really isn't problematic at all, like saying she would love to work with and go on tour with him. And I'm like, damn. Please don't ever do that. And just be quiet, actually. Just don't say nothing.
And that goes kind of back to what we were talking about earlier about giving people grace when they do stupid shit, because that's so tone deaf. That's so tone deaf. And I mean, I get it. Okay, let's not bullshit the facts. He is what you call conventionally attractive. Fine, whatever. He's I'm like Atticus. He ain't never really been, which I mean, I'm gay as two left feet anyways, but like, I ain't got no problem with saying if a man is attractive. If a man is attractive, he's attractive. But he's never been something that I would be like, oh, wow. But I understand. I get that a lot of women do. That's cool. Mm-hmm. With his track record, I just be side on y'all. Like, I don't know. Anyways, to each is his own. It's tone deaf to me. Because I can guarantee everybody knows somebody that's been in some form of a domestic abuse situation.
That's what I'm saying.
So
everybody knows somebody that's happened to.
It's like, ugh. All right, girl.
And y'all just be okay. Y'all just be okay with y'all homeboys beating on they old lady or whoever they be beating on. That's crazy to me. I'm not going to get in. It ain't my business. What do you mean?
It just immediately takes me back to Players Club. I
said a bad word.
It takes me back to Players Club, though, because it was that scene with Ebony. And as an adult, that scene is very hard to watch. Like, I'll just fast forward through it. I'm not.
I think even we watched that together. Like, absolutely. I can't do this. Like, that scene was way too real.
Let's just go ahead and
even though it was dark. This. Yeah. Like, even though the scene was dark, the violence in the scene, like, they played the shit out of that scene. The sound effects, everything. That scene was horrible.
Even, like, Ronnie, and I thought Christal Wilson, I mean, even her old age, she still... But, like, when she played Ronnie, like, also when we watched it again, that, you know, that day together, it kind of hit me, like, damn, she's also a predator slash, like, Diamond was slap pissy drunk when she took advantage of her, and I'm like, oh, rape culture is too common.
Diamond was incoherent. She didn't know what the fuck was going on. That motherfucker wasn't even moving, actually. She was just sitting there. Open your legs, bitch.
Even the way she walked up on her was real predatory. It was just like, I can't even look at you the same way no more because this is terrible. But, like, that scene with Junior and Ebony brings me to, like, how many of y'all would have actually done that in real life? Now, I feel like we live in a generation now where more men probably would have busted that door down and whooped his ass. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's definitely more men coming forward now because even the men, you know, defending Deontay, that's like, y'all niggas is crazy. But and rightfully so, because what y'all saying is banana shit crazy.
Like, y'all are actually going against your good common sense. Right. Like, what are you saying?
Right. And, but, like, how many men actually feel the same way, though? like as Ice Cube, Nim, and all the dudes at that party, like, oh, that shit ain't got nothing to do with me. I just, you right. know. And then even who was it? Cube, I think his character was like, you know, tell Ebony we understand that no means no. So you didn't fucking mean? Help.
Right. So you heard what was happening.
I feel like that, unfortunately, is a reflection of life, and specifically with Black women. So, like, when people say, you know, oh, well, I don't understand why they didn't say anything sooner, because the moment people do, you attack them. The mm-hmm. moment you do that, people are still messing with Sierra to this day because she ain't with Future no more. And he was a terrible ass person.
Bruh, the shit that Cardi B is going through because of Offset, that is crazy. This nigga done cheated on her in public 854,000 times.
What did she say in that interview, friend, that he cheated on her like every month or something?
Like, yeah, it was something crazy. And it's like, so y'all really mad at her that she out with somebody else now? Y'all really upset? That's crazy to me.
I saw something about, who was it? Lauren London. And it was like, she's dating again or something. And it was men in the comment. That's disrespectful. So does her this life man, stop because Nipsey is dead? How long has Nipsey been dead now?
This man is gone.
What?
She's still a person that's alive.
That's alive. And not like an old person. I think Lauren London is like 30, maybe 30. We might actually be around the same age.
The same age, I think. I
she's
feel like
37, 38 years old.
And beautiful.
And
I'm pretty sure he wouldn't even just want her to be alone because he's not here.
Oh my God.
What are you talking about?
Men, I really need y'all to do better. This is why women choose the bear. This is why women choose the bear. Because
crazy.
The way y'all have attacked Halle Bailey, the way y'all have opened up Megan shit again. Y'all, listen, again, this for the last time. 5 years,
bro.
She, and again, not, y'all are talking about, she said that, let me get my thoughts together. Y'all, why did she say that she stepped on glass? Let's go back to the reasoning why she said that. Why did she say that? Because she was protecting him from the get-go. Also, look at the court docket. That's not Megan Pete versus Daystar, whatever his name is. It is the state of California versus Tory Lanez. They were the ones who brought the charges against him. They were the ones who completed the investigation and found the gunpowder on his fingers, not Kelsey. Mm-hmm.
Right. The investigation said that whoever fired the gun, the DNA was, 90% male? There were only two people that could have done it. Only one of them was a guy. So where does that leave us? All the lies that y'all are still telling, the gun was missing, the DNA, there was no DNA, all of this is a lie. This is literally all of it came out in court. It's 5 years later. Let that man do his time. Let that girl be. Without this.
And y'all say, but why don't women say something? Why don't women? Because y'all don't believe us. And then you do attack us.
Yes. When evidence is super clear, like in Rihanna's case, relentlessly attacked.
Beat Dell up.
Yeah. It was all her fault that it happened.
To this day, I still hear women say, well, I wonder what she did to provoke him.
Does it matter?
What could she have done? Mm-hmm. Okay, let's say she did provoke him and she, I don't know what she could have done, but let's say she did. Okay, if let's say he popped her one time. All right. It's not funny, but you know.
It's nice. Sometimes you have to get people off you sometimes. All right now.
I done told you. That's not what happened. Mm-mm. That girl didn't even look like the same person.
That was rage.
Y'all need help. I don't know no other way to say it. Y'all need help. I scream therapy all the time, specifically to Black people and even more specifically to Black men. You got some shit you need to work out, babe. Cause like I said, y'all be quick to have daughters and it would never happen to my, really?
It could.
Really?
And they gonna treat her the same way. Yep.
a mess.
But that was just something that's been irritating me. I'm like, I got off social media to avoid stuff like this, but YouTube ain't going nowhere. That's all I got left. And then when I saw it, and I saw all the stuff that was happening with the other girls too, I was like,
it's just,
why are people, so y'all just hate women. You just like to have sex with women, but you don't like women.
There's this running joke that all men are gay. They just don't like to have sex with men. Like, you know what? Maybe you're on to something. Because, like,
bitch, we don't want to have sex with them either.
What's
them niggas is them niggas is ruined.
It's like y'all want your woman to be a man, or you want to be around your boys all the time, but you don't, like, y'all don't actually like women. Like, you may love women, but you don't actually like women. Even with this DDG thing and him spazzing out, and it's just like, I immediately went back to that Ruby Rose thing because I remember this vividly. So I'm like, I am pretty sure she said that he put his hands on her too. Why are y'all? Anyways, ciao.
The Offset thing is real crazy. Didn't he put out a tweet, if I'm not mistaken, that said, "You my baby mama or something, my one." Like, that lets you know the type of nigga that is. Like,
so many of them like that too.
Y'all are crazy. Y'all are dumb.
Y'all, I do have one more thing before we wrap this episode up. So there is a new Tyler Perry trailer out called Straw. Taraji. Oh,
is that the one with Taraji? Okay, yeah.
Girl, I love that you're getting a bag. And we know he pays his actors well. You not tired yet? Why are you fighting for your life in everything?
She has a really good fight for your life. She has a good fight for your life repertoire.
You look like you just be struggling. Give her a struggle roll. She got a crime, be snot nosed, and everything else.
You don't love me no more.
Taraji, please. Please. At the very first clip of the trailer, I seen she was sweating and stuff, and she walked in somewhere looking crazy with a gun. Just do it. What's going on?
She said that like Angela Bassett too. She had no other choice. She had to take care of her family.
Angela was
the original
struggle. I don't know. Chai seen it and was like, no, I'm not doing this. Yeah. We didn't have too much black cinema. Tyler, don't you come in here with that bullshit.
Now I will say I am tired of seeing black struggle movies like real bad.
Tired.
It's gotten old. What Kiki Palmer say? That storyline has run stale. Child, we know. We get it. If you're gonna do some black struggle stuff, do Sinners. That was triumphant. That was
and
a great ass movie.
Then, like, how much struggle did we really see? Like, they kept it at a bare minimum, and it was just a lot of
talked about it.
Yeah, it was like a lot of black joy. Like, mm-hmm. the whole, especially the whole juke joint scene. I mean, obviously, mm-hmm. maybe that's what we'll do on next episode is we'll talk about Sinners in, like, full detail. Because I will say this is honestly a black cult classic.
It is.
It's an American cult classic at this point. Shout out to Ryan Coogler. I love that y'all play in his face and that he just... surprises y'all every single time.
He ain't missed, and I don't see him missing in the future.
I don't either. And Sinners was next level good. So shout out to him for making a truly iconic movie. But yeah, that's all I got, friend. You got anything else?
I will say, speaking of Tyler Perry, there's a show I was telling you on Netflix called She the People that is apparently his show. The show is fun and lighthearted, and it's funny, and it has some of our, like, some familiar people. I can't remember their names.
Jay Nova.
Jay Nova. She's in it. Terry Vaughn.
Terry Vaughn's been on a bunch of stuff.
I remember her most notably from the Steve Harvey Show. That's where, like, my mind goes. And that was a long time ago. Don't judge me. Jo Marie Payton, the mama from Family Matters, is in there. She's hilarious. I love her. And Dion Brooks, he's a real light-skinned dude from... He's a funny dude on social media. And he's hilarious in there, too. But it's a good-ass, fun-ass, lighthearted-ass show. I appreciate that, Tyler. And it's not... I feel like maybe somebody else was helping write a little bit because I didn't notice as many repetitive lines in there as I do on his other stuff. Like Girlfriends is the reason Sisters, because I couldn't watch it no more because they just kept saying the same thing over and over again. Speaking of Sisters, I saw not a trailer, but I guess a poster with LaToya Luckett. Apparently he's coming out with another show similar. That's called, I guess it's called Divorce Sisters or something like that.
Oh my God. from your own shit. Tired of the way he treats me.
There's a new Madea movie coming out too. Did you see that? Aren't you excited?
So I'll live like it's the last. I'm just going to sing Sinners. You know what? I'm glad Tyler's employing Black people and people are having fun. That's what matters.
But again, thank y'all for being here and listening. And we'll see y'all next time, whenever next time may be.
Peace. Y'all be safe out there. Bye.